Sen bizim cezbanı
he? No, it seems very natural. But actually, Baba does not speak in my dreams. Whenever I've had dreams of Baba, he has been silent. But this time I heard him. He spoke in Gujarati. But then when I was side by side, I just heard this voice. I don't see him moving his lips and talking, but I hear the voice very clearly. And it was a very intimate style of conversation. Maharaji, do you know? Do you know what the five perfect masters are? I'll tell you. I'll show you. You know, just like very intimate, confidential in a sort of way.
So what I mean is, it's in contrast with other dreams that you spoke after Baba passed away.
Oh, that. You want me to tell that?
Yeah.
Yeah, here it seemed natural. And yet after Baba dropped his body, I had a dream. So I didn't have that question. Like, I didn't have the question about the five perfect masters in my mind, ever. And I didn't have the question about Baba's silence, but I dreamt that we're in Mehrazad, as we are, as we were with Baba, in the women's cottage, in women's quarters. It was a very vivid dream. There was nothing haphazard or vague or shifting about a dream, as very often there is. You know, a scene changes or something becomes something else. No, it was so clear that everything was in its place. The dining room was exactly like that. The table was there, the chairs were there, and the water chatty was in that place. The compound outside was exactly in that place. Everything was in its place. And that's the dream about. I'll follow that up with the next dream. So, but we were inside. I was in this hall, what we call hall. As soon as you enter our house, women, there is that space in there, which leads to Mara's and my room. Then this door leads to Baba's room. Then this door leads to the dining room and the sitting room. So I was there, and I see Baba coming out of Mara's and my room, along with the other women. And Baba has his hand on Mara's arm, resting on Mara's arm for support as he was walking. And he comes out, and the others are coming out along with him. Now behind me, where I'm standing by the library cupboard, behind me, our servant woman is sweeping. Now as Baba comes out, he's talking. I can't believe it. I just can't believe it. I said, Baba's talking. And instead of listening to what Baba's saying, instead of trying to take in his words or whatever he was saying, my mind is in a turmoil. My mind wants to protect Baba. My God, I said, this servant, she will go into the village at the end of the day and she'll tell everybody all this about Mayor Baba observing silence is bunkum. I've heard him talk with my own ears. He just, and what's, he wasn't even saying anything spiritual, he was going blah, 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 you know, just talking. And I'm so upset and so concerned for Baba, so worried. But he's never done that before. I mean, never. And now, today, he's talking. And not only talking, but he's talking in front of the servant woman. So Baba is still going on talking and coming along with the others and passing by Gohar's bed and going into his room. And as he's passing by, although he's not looking at me, a very clear voice answers this question of mine. And I hear this voice in my head very, very clearly. And he says, yes, Baba saying, yes, I have broken my man's silence, but I have yet to break my God's silence. And I said, oh, thank God, because now I understand. And when I woke up, I said, do I? Yeah. But I think I do now. So there are two parts of the breaking of his silence. There's one yet to come. That is why Erich asked, because there I was so shocked that Baba talked, but in last night's dream, it seemed very natural, very natural.
What do you mean by there are two breakings of silence?
Well, you see, there are two interpretations. There's an interpretation that, yes, Baba has broken silence, because when the word is flesh and Baba's dropped his body, but that in itself is breaking of the silence in the hearts of so many of his lovers. He has said it there. And I mean, that is so. But he has also said what he has said in the family letters and many other times. He has made reference to the breaking of his silence, which will be instantaneous, terrific impact. It was not this gradual thing, but a terrific impact, which will be like so many atom bombs. And at that time, atom bomb was there. How every blade of grass, every part of creation will come to know of his love. It's a shaking up of the whole creation. And that, to me, is yet to come. Whenever Baba says something and the clock chimes, he says, see, it's true because I've just said it and the clock chimes.
Mani, what did Baba's voice sound like when he was singing?
I don't remember the quality of Baba's voice because I was very little when Baba talked.
Mm-hmm. You don't remember
before I was not even seven when Baba started observing sight. I have heard him talk. I remember bits of conversations. I remember things he had said at certain times when I was with Baba. But I don't remember the quality of his voice, never even thinking that he would not be using that voice again. I haven't captured it. Of course, those who are older, especially Mera, Naja, Kausha, they remember Baba's voice. This much I know from my mother. Oh, what a voice.